We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, facing the fridge in the kitchen, it is a good evening to you and how you be at 7:05 Friday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here and you there on the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson, Paulie Rosenberg, and no, from the 1-877-337-6666. It'll be a three-hour schmooze. Right up until Jody Mack, and Jody coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Hey, Milwaukee.
What's up, Milwaukee?
On behalf of the residents of this city, I want to welcome to Milwaukee.
Harris went off the line, drives it instead, going to the rim, and lays it up, and it popped out no good. Brown tried to follow, it didn't go, and the rebound to Giannis. Head up into the front court. Giannis Euro-stepping in the lane, and the rim, and a slam with the right hand.
Probably didn't execute as well as we'd like. We still got good looks. You know, we didn't make any of them, it felt like.
2.5 minutes got by, still no points for Brooklyn.
Brooklyn just 2 of 11 to start. Durant looking to draw some contact. He thought he was hit. Lopez rebounds the miss. A lot of rebounding opportunities because the Nets are 3 for 16.
What made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me.
Middleton knocks it down from the top of the key. 14 here in the first quarter for Chris Middleton.
But I think we got some good looks. I think we rushed a couple opportunities there, you know, but I like how we clawed back into the game, but I hate how we even started off that way.
Oh, Durant and Tucker going at it, and now security guards have to step in. Durant driving around Giannis, drives to the paint, leaves it off Brown in that bubble, and a leaner is good for Bruce Brown, and the Nets have their first lead. Durant comes back to get it. Tucker all over him. Contested three. He's scored! Oh, what a shot by KD!
You know, we had to weather that storm. Kind of put us on our heels for the rest of the game and just playing catch up.
Shot clock is off. No timeout called by the Bucks. Nets have a foul to give. They don't see it. Holloway gets to the rim and he scores!
What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
7 seconds to go. A driving layup. It won't go. Bucks get the rebound. And they get to Giannis and they foul him.
This is a huge free throw here. And what a bounce back game for Chris Middleton.
We didn't make shots. We had some looks that we just didn't make that we normally make. But I thought our execution could have been better throughout.
Durant's got it. Surrounded. Tough three. No good off the back of the rim. And Milwaukee wins game three.
What's made Milwaukee famous has made a
So many people spoke after games one and games two and wondered why there was going to be a game three. You would have thought that you could win a best of seven series after two games, a convincing win for the Nets in game one for sure, and a dominating, embarrassing the Bucks in game two, leading by 27 in the first half, 49 in the second half, and winning by a whopping 39. So why even play a game three? So now, after last night, we have a series because Milwaukee was home with a full house of cheeseheads, and the Bucks came with energy and urgency and intensity and desperation, And because the Greek and Middleton were more the big two than the big two, the Greek and Middleton combining for 68 of their 86 points, or 79% of Milwaukee's points, and that's an NBA playoff record for a twosome. The Nets, they were down by as much as 21 in that first quarter, down 30-9. And they did have a 22-3 run over 9 minutes of bricks to get back into the game, a game they led 83-80 with 1:23 to play, as you know. And because they didn't score again, everybody is blaming Bruce Brown or Harris over those final moments for taking some very important shots that didn't go. And why not? Durant was warming up in the second half, especially the fourth quarter. He scored the final 9 points for the Nets. He was 11 for 28, and Irving, 9 for 22. They had 48 minutes to give the Nets a chance to win Game 3. Bruce Brown, 8 for 17. He had 16 points. He had a better shooting percentage in the game than the coming up too small Durant and Irving, and both Durant and Irving were hounded and surrounded in those closing moments and might have been better off defending the Freak and Middleton, especially Holiday, who put Brown through the spin cycle, scoring the game-winning basket with 11 seconds to play. Did somebody just say defense? Really, when you stop and think about it, only one player in this brickfest played defense and did his job. And that was Brook Lopez with 6 blocks and 11 rebounds. Everybody else from both teams, now honorary members of the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers Union Local Number 1. And where are they located? Right here in Long Island City. And you wonder if the Nets players, you know, everyone is talking about you got to get the ball to Durant, you got to get the ball to Irving. Well, Durant was surrounded and hounded and not very open. And we certainly remember at 4:22 to go in the basketball game, that's when Irving took his last shot of the game and missed it. And again, on that final seconds, those final moments, when you had Blake Griffin inbounding, it was deflected, not a good inbounds pass. I'm not sure if Steve Nash had a timeout, if the players knew of it, or even Steve Nash knew of it. But nonetheless, that inbounds pass, not a good one. And it was open for anyone to go and get. Irving got it and certainly would have liked to have taken a shot or gotten it to Durant. Irving was surrounded and hounded, and so was Durant. So he gets the ball over to Brown, who did not make the shot. And certainly, what an awful game it was for Harris. And his missed shots certainly count. Listen, when you are scoring 11 points in the first quarter, and when you are 5 for 25 in that first quarter counts. We saw in Game 2 what the Nets were able to do right away, setting a tone, making a statement, and carrying that to the big win they had in Game number 2. Well, here was Milwaukee returning the favor. And defense in this game, no, nobody should be saying that. I know that Steve Nash, after the game, was talking about how we held Milwaukee to 86 points. More the issue was Milwaukee holding the Nets to 83 points. And everyone is blaming Bruce Brown for not being able to get the ball over to either Irving or Durant. They were hounded. They were covered. And again, Brown and Harris, they had open looks. And you can ask yourself, how could they miss those? But they did. It was an ugly basketball game, make no mistake. But uglier were the Nets in Game 3. And so now we do have a series. And, of course, Game number 4 is coming up on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, and yes, we have a series, and game four Sunday at 3. And that's the same time the New York Saints go in game one. You have a choice. Tonight is a special night, and you heard from Erica during her update. A good 34,000 will be in Queens at Citi Field at 41 Seaver Way to see the best in the game. And he's taken on San Diego, and it was a week ago in San Diego that he went 7 innings, struck out 11, did not give up a run, and that isn't going to surprise anyone. Anthony DeComo, he figured out that if Cy Grom has 21 more starts, going, say, 6 1/3 innings each start, and allows 19 more earned runs, his ERA would be 1.08, setting a new ERA record now held by the late Bob Gibson from his 1.12 ERA back in 68. Cy Grom, already with an ERA record since his 0.62 through four starts, is the lowest since the ERA began in 1913, giving up just four runs in 58 innings, my God in heaven. Never more than a run allowed in any of those nine starts. He is worth the price of admission because, well, he is absolutely priceless. Of course, does he or doesn't he? And we can only guess about with the spider attack. We can only guess what he might be using, if he's using anything. We don't know. And the Mets don't know. Zach Scott, the interim GM of the New York Metropolitans, was quoted earlier today by saying, we don't even know who's doing whatever they might be doing within our own organization. Let's see what Major League Baseball comes up with and whether or not it is going to be enforced to the letter of the law. So we can only guess about DeGrom, to be fair, or even Chapman from last night. What was that? Throwing nine pitches with four runs on four hits. And yes, his revolutions per minute on the downside. So the Major League Baseball police, they will investigate, they will procrastinate, and they may even legislate some new rules and regulations. We'll see what they do. But you know what is going to happen? Nothing. Because the new CBA will probably include the clause, the owners agree to look the other way over here if the players agree to look the other way over there. Agreed. We have a new CBA. And with this, and let's face it, because both the owners and the players know that getting an edge will always be there, as it always has been there. Owners have collusion and lockouts, and players have animal, vegetables, and minerals to choose from. But coming up, more snake oil from Major League Baseball, from those who speak of clean and purity, truth, justice, and the American way, a partridge in a pear tree. The spin will always be in, and so will the edge that players look for. And this you can really bet on. So what side are you on? Those selling the snake oil or those using it? By the way, a little NFL preseason note, the preseason schedule is out for all the NFL teams. And as you know, it's only three preseason games, with each team getting one home game. And, of course, the preseason schedule kicks off on August 5th from Canton. Of course, the Hall of Fame game with Pittsburgh taking on America's team. And then Saturday, August 14th, it'll be the Jets and Giants at 7:30 that Saturday evening. It'll be a New York Giants home game. And then in week number two, of preseason. The Jets will be in Green Bay, and that's 4:25 in the afternoon start. And then the New York Giants on Sunday, August 22nd, will be at the Cleveland Browns, and that game will be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the two home games for the two local teams, Friday, August 27, Philadelphia will visit the Meadowlands to take on the Jets, and that's a 7:30 start. And on Sunday, the 29th of August, the Patriots will be with the New York Football Giants at the Meadowlands, and that Sunday game will begin at 6 p.m. Before we take a break and get to some of your telephone calls, and again, it is a three-hour schmooze on this Friday evening. And, of course, Jody McDonald coming up at 10. Do know from the 1-877-337-6666 on your Fan New York City. But one quick word. There is a website, and I don't know how creditable it is. I ran into it by accident. It's called The Spun, not Spin, but Spun. And it had a report. The report was about the New York Knickerbockers being interested. It didn't say there were any conversations going on. And again, I'm qualifying what I'm about to say because I'm not sure how reliable The Spun is. I'm not familiar with it. And yet it had a report that the Knicks were showing some interest in John Wall, who is the Houston Rockets point guard. Now, I say buyer beware if it ever gets to that point, but for a number of reasons. First of all, he has come off an Achilles heel injury and had a great season for an awful, awful Houston team. He averaged 20-7, and that ain't bad at all. That is not Peyton for the New York Knickerbockers, and of course, point guard, number one priority in getting another star to play alongside Julius Randle, the NBA's most improved player, and to get another star if they can. They certainly have the money, they have the picks, and they also have some assets they could say goodbye to. But nonetheless, John Wall did have a good season this year, the 20-7, but he's 31 and makes over the next couple of years $43 million per. So I think, I hope the Knickerbocker, if there is something to this, and again, I haven't seen any other report, I haven't heard anything, I haven't seen anything, and so other than from The Spun, a sports website, maybe some of you have heard of it, I had not, and got into it by accident and went through what they were showing and what I could read and saw this business with John Wall. So if it does come to this where they are really seriously thinking of going after John Wall, I wouldn't do it. As much as Knickerbockers need a playmaker, and again, he did have the Achilles, but he had a great season following that. And the 20-7 assists he averaged a game. So that's not bad. But he's 31, and again, he's had that injury. And again, that kind of money, I'm not so sure I do want to spend that kind of money on a 31-year-old point guard, even though he still seems to be, from this season, as productive as can be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.